solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Tornado watch till 9 o'clock tonight for pretty much exactly the KPR listening area outline, with the exception of Chanute, none for you. It is 3:06.
Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 3:30. At 3:44, it is no secret that data centers use a lot of water to keep cool. And that's why locals sounded the alarm when one was proposed in southwest Kansas over the Ogallala Aquifer. The problem is large-scale farm irrigation on the proposed site already uses way more water than the data center plan.
History tells the stories of the people who embrace change.
Coming up on KPR, we're going to tell you all about a data center proposal that supporters say could save water and bring high-tech development to rural Kansas. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station, June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 21st.
I regret to inform you that once again we have a solid chance for severe weather tonight. A tornado watch has been put into effect until 9 o'clock tonight for what is basically the outline area of the KPR listening area. Atchison, Brown, Chase, Clay, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Wabansee, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Jackson, Platte, Ray counties, Nottoway County as well in Missouri. So obviously this includes the Kansas City metro area, Topeka, Manhattan, Lawrence, Overland Park, Emporia, Council Grove, St. Joseph. We also have a flood watch through tomorrow morning for Atchison and Donovan counties in Kansas, Andrew, Buchanan, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. It's 3:20.
For NPR comes from this station.
During the opening match, more than 87,000 fans will watch Mexico and South Africa square off there, and the queen of Latin music, Shakira, is slated to perform. That story from La Ciudad de México on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the program. Layla Fadl-Stevens-Keep and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. I'll tell you what we know about the weather watches in effect. It's 92 degrees in Manhattan, 90 here in Lawrence. The time is 3:30.
The whole U.S. surveillance apparatus, the thinking goes. It will be tough for Republicans to find a path forward largely on their own. A number of GOP lawmakers are also worried about the law's privacy risks.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Let's look at the weather first. We have a tornado watch now in effect until 10 p.m. for virtually all of the KPR listening area, with the exception of our counties down around Chanute. So who has a tornado watch till 9 p.m.? I'm glad you asked. Atchison, Brown, Chase, Clay, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Wabansee, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Caldwell, Clay, Clinton, Holt, Jackson, Nottoway, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. That obviously includes the entire Kansas City Metroplex, Topeka, Manhattan, Lawrence, Avon Park, Emporia, Council Grove, St. Joseph, Abilene, and Atchison. We also have a flood watch through tomorrow morning for Atchison and Donovan counties in Kansas. Our concern with these storms tonight, torrential rain. And as you know, we have gotten a lot of rain recently, not much more room for absorption in the ground, so keep your eyes open and your ears open. We'll let you know if any watches or warnings are issued. Should probably go over once again what's the difference in a watch and a warning, and my favorite one of those that I've seen in the past few years is, imagine you are assembling a taco dinner. You have your tomatoes and your filling and your cheese and your cabbage standing by with your tortillas. That is a taco watch. Once you assemble the taco, that's a taco warning. So right now we have all the ingredients in place for a tornado. Make sure you listen to KPR throughout the evening. We'll let you know if any warnings are issued. We do have some other news other than the weather. Democrat Adam Hamilton, the Johnson County megachurch pastor, looking to unseat U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, says he thinks the Iran war is a mistake. He says that if he is elected, he will seek a seat on the Agriculture Committee. He also says Marshall is not standing up for Kansas.
Our Congress is supposed to act as a check on executive power. They're supposed to be able to say, hey, President, Mr. President, that's not going to help people in Kansas. But I don't feel like our sitting senator is saying that. And so people are being hurt in Kansas.
Hamilton is one of 11 Democrats running for the party nomination. Marshall has one Republican opponent in the August 4th primary. In his brief time in the race, Adam Hamilton's campaign says he has raised at least $1 million. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, very humid tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. Still humid tomorrow with a high around 90 degrees, but tomorrow afternoon we are expecting temperatures to be falling into the lower 80s. It's 3:35.
This is Honor, and Corey has helpfully put together a guide for all these student loan changes. You can find that at npr.org. Thanks, Corey.
You're welcome.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Earlier this week, we heard about the backlash in some communities to data centers and concerns over huge amounts of water use. In Kansas, a plan for a large data center in the parched southwest of the state is hoping to win over the community by promising to use less water than irrigation farming. Kaylin Moore has the story.
Giant center pivot sprinklers need, but the company behind it hopes the water saved is still more attractive than pouring out far more water on the land through irrigation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Garden City.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. For more of their stories, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence as well. Many other frequencies and streaming always at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines that will happen at 4:01. At 4:06, the takeaways from the primaries that were held yesterday. Democrats showed strong voter enthusiasm, even in states where they don't hold much political power. The details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
90 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Topeka. Tornado watch in effect till 9 o'clock tonight. This is KPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. From the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. From the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography, Kauffman.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting driven by curiosity, not an agenda. Get the facts every weekday.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the latest news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. A tornado watch is in effect for the KPR listening area until 9 o'clock tonight. It's 4 o'clock.
NPR stations. Other contributors include Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
A tornado watch is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence and it's 4:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:30. Then, the founder of Microsoft, Mr. Bill Gates, was on Capitol Hill today. He was there to answer questions about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
Glad to be here voluntarily to testify, to help with the committee's work.
Gates told lawmakers he never witnessed or knew about any of Epstein's crimes. We will get you the details very, very shortly. We will also talk about some of the controversy surrounding APRNs, Advanced Practice Registered Nurses. What can they do and what can they not? There are strict regulations that go state by state. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
A tornado watch is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area. The only transmitter not covered by this tornado watch is 90.3 down in Chanute. But everyone else, tornado watch until 9 p.m. We also have a flood watch on top of that through tomorrow morning for Atchison, Donovan, Andrew, Buchanan, Holt, and Nottoway counties. We are concerned about torrential rainfall with any storms that move through tonight. And be alert, be aware that there is a flood watch in effect for far northeastern Kansas.
Support for...
This is NPR News.
The World Cup is taking place across Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Mexico City's historic Estadio Azteca is hosting the opening match. More than 87,000 fans will watch Mexico and South Africa square off there. And the queen of Latin music, Shakira, is slated to perform. That story from La Ciudad de Mexico tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the program with the latest national, international, and regional news headlines. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Our next news update comes your way in approximately 35 seconds. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence and 90 in Manhattan. It's 4:30.
Products containing this ingredient aren't on store shelves yet, but should be in the next few months. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
Well, inflation rose to its highest level in more than 3 years last month. Fueled by the war with Iran, consumer prices up 4.2% from a year ago, leading to a big sell-off on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Democrat Adam Hamilton, the Johnson County megachurch pastor looking to unseat U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, says he thinks the Iran war is a mistake. He says that if he is elected, he'll be seeking a seat on the Agriculture Committee. He also says Marshall isn't standing up for Kansans.
Our Congress is supposed to act as a check on executive power. They're supposed to be able to say, hey, President, Mr. President, that's not going to help people in Kansas. But I don't feel like our sitting senator is saying that. And so people are being hurt in Kansas.
Hamilton is one of 11 Democrats running for the party's nomination. Marshall has one Republican opponent in the August 4th primary. In his brief time in the race, Adam Hamilton's campaign says he has raised at least $1 million. Cindy Holscher, one of three Democratic candidates for Kansas governor, wants regulatory guardrails in place before any new data centers are built. Holscher's plan includes requirements that developers not receive tax breaks. Data center projects would have to hire local workers and foot the bill for utility upgrades. Holscher says data centers do not have a great track record of meeting promises.
Once these facilities are built, the promised benefits have often failed to materialize while working class people are left to foot the bill.
The data center new construction freeze is in contrast to Holscher's 2025 vote in favor of a 20-year tax exemption for data centers. The two other Democrats running, State Senator Ethan Corson and Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog, both say that this issue falls on local communities. State education officials are trying to comply with a new law in Kansas that penalizes school districts that encourage or facilitate student protests. The law requires parental consent for students to skip class or leave a school building to protest. Districts would also face fines if staff members are proven to have enabled or supported a walkout. Deputy Education Commissioner Frank Harwood says that could get tricky if teachers head outside during a protest to supervise protesting students.
I think when we get into the idea of negligence, if they are on school property and staff aren't doing something, that could be more problematic.
The fine against a district for encouraging or supporting a student protest would be the superintendent's base salary for each day a walkout occurred. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, we have a tornado watch in effect for virtually all of the KPR listening area through 9 o'clock tonight. This includes the Kansas City Metro, Topeka, Manhattan, Lawrence, Overland Park, Emporia, Council Grove, St. Joseph, Atchison, and Abilene. There's also a flood watch through tomorrow morning for Atchison and Donovan counties in Kansas, Andrew Buchanan, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It is 96 in Abilene.
This is All Things.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
The old saying says there are no bad questions, but it certainly helps when a journalist working for you asks a good one.
What was it that drove that decision?
Do you still take issue with the deployment?
What is it? What's the easy way?
Did you feel like you had to be Mr. Rock and Roll all the time?
Your source for news brings knowledge and curiosity to the conversation. Find out the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations tomorrow. Leila Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center June 21st.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, we're going to talk about inflation, a sharp jump in gasoline prices caused by the war with Iran has pushed inflation to its highest level in more than 3 years. Consumer prices in May were up 4.2% from a year ago. It's causing a lot of pain. Scott Horsley will tell us how long we can expect it to go on. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
A tornado watch is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for most of the KPR listening area. The time is 10 minutes before 5.
Federation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. And from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. This is NPR.
We keep our questions on Morning Edition civil but direct.
But let's be real. How could your party still screw this up?
Cut to the chase with us every weekday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news with Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in 1 minute. It is 5 o'clock.
Include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theaterlawrence.com.
A tornado watch is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence and 90 in Emporia. It's 5:06.
President Trump said Somalia was, quote, probably the worst and most dangerous country. But Artan Setback has become a celebration of Africa's best soccer referee, hailed at home after being denied the chance to fulfill his World Cup dream, at least this time. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, many other frequencies, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for choosing to spend part of your day with us here at KPR. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:30. At 5:44, it's no big secret that data centers use a whole lot of water. So a lot of eyebrows were raised when word came down that there's a possible data center development going on in Finney County, where water's at a premium. Turns out that a data center might use less water than some of the large-scale agriculture irrigation operations out there. It's a complicated story, but never fear, Kaylin Moore has the details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
A tornado watch is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. Right now, we are seeing just kind of unbelievable tornadoes and thunderstorms over in northern Missouri and southern Iowa. But we are in that big tornado watch as well. Conditions are good for the development of severe weather. Stay weather aware with us here at KPR. We'll let you know if any other watches or warnings are issued. We do have a 50% chance of showers and storms tonight. It's going to be humid with lows only getting down to the lower 70s. Humid again tomorrow with a 40% chance of rain. Highs tomorrow around 90, with temperatures falling a bit in the afternoon. It's 5:20.
Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You will hear Morning Edition. Get caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up in just about 35 seconds. A tornado watch is in effect for most of the KPR listening area through 9 o'clock tonight. It's 5:30.
NPR News.
You are listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Cindy Holscher, one of three Democratic candidates for Kansas governor, wants regulatory guardrails in place before any new data centers are built. Holscher's plan includes requirements that developers not receive tax breaks. Data center projects would have to hire local workers and foot the bill for utility upgrades. Holscher says data centers don't have a great track record of meeting promises.
Once these facilities are built, the promised benefits have often failed to materialize while working class people are left to foot the bill.
The data center new construction freeze is in contrast to Holscher's 2025 vote in favor of a 20-year tax exemption for data centers. The two other Democrats running, State Senator Ethan Corson and Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog, both say that this issue should fall to local community decisions. State education officials are trying to comply with a new law in Kansas that penalizes school districts that encourage or facilitate student protests. The law requires parental consent for students to skip class or leave a school building to protest. Districts would also face fines if staff members are proven to have enabled or supported a walkout. Deputy Education Commissioner Frank Harwood says that could get tricky if teachers head outside during a protest to supervise the students.
I think when we get into the idea of negligence, if they are on school property and staff aren't doing something, that could be more problematic.
The fine against a district for encouraging or supporting a student protest would be the superintendent's base salary for each day a walkout occurred. The head of the Kansas Bureau of Investigation now has a new job. Tony Mativi was confirmed as a federal judge by the U.S. Senate yesterday. The party line vote was 51-46. Before heading the KBI, Mativi was a federal prosecutor for 20 years. KSN reports he is one of three Kansans recently nominated by Donald Trump for a seat on the federal bench. Great Bend attorney Jeff Kuhlman was confirmed last week. Acting Kansas Solicitor General Anthony Powell is still awaiting confirmation. A tornado watch is in effect for virtually all of the KPR listening area through 9 o'clock tonight. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. A little earlier this week, we heard about the backlash in some communities to data centers and concerns over huge amounts of water use. In Kansas, a plan for a large data center in parched southwest Kansas is hoping to win over the community by promising to use less water than irrigation farming. Kaylin Moore has the story.
Giant center pivot spring, that's key to the project. Lana Duvall, director of the Finney County Economic Development Corporation, said it diversifies the community's reliance on farming to a more digital economic footing.
History tells the stories of the people who embrace change.
The data center would still use as much water as a community of 2,000 people, but the company behind it hopes the water saved is still more attractive than pouring out far more water on the land through irrigation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Garden City.
Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more Kansas News Service stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. News headlines will be coming your way at 6:01. Then at just about 6:12, the Trump administration has been trying to obtain the private medical records of transgender youth.
It is pure harassment. It's just an effort to frighten people, to intimidate doctors out of providing the care.
Now a federal judge has temporarily blocked those efforts in California. We'll tell you more coming up right here on KPR. A tornado watch is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area. A flood watch for Atchison and Doniphan counties till tomorrow morning. It's 10 minutes before 6.
This is all things upward mobility and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old-fashioned reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We'll get you caught up on all the news from overnight and more. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olesburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.